time I celebrated Mass at Mary House. And I made reference to the visit that Dorothy made to the Shrine of the Immaculate Conception, where she prayed that her talents would be used for the good of the poor. And when she came back, she found Peter Morin waiting for her. I refer to that as the beginning of the Catholic Worker Movement. She's told Jeanette she wanted to see me. I went up to her room and she said, "I understand why you said that, because I think I have said that myself, but on further thought, I don't think that really is the beginning as much as that visit to Orangeville was the beginning." And she told me this. Then after she came into the church, it was kind of a letdown, kind of a disappointment. She expected something to happen, something to flame or something. There was nothing. It was just same old, same old. She wondered about that. And she was wondering about that when sitting on a streetcar, on a train, elevated train one day in New York, in Manhattan, the doors opened, and right in front of us, Orangeville, Shrine of the North American Martyrs, pilgrimage, gave an October date. And she said, "I knew that was for me." So she got in touch with the parish in the Bronx that was running the pilgrimage, and she signed up. It's a long story, I won't go into it because it's really not. But anyway, Orangeville is very holy. Orangeville is very holy. And the holiness of the place really got to her. She said, "It was there that I realized Catholics take this very seriously, and I came away changed." That was the beginning. That was the beginning, Orangeville. Today we celebrate the memory of those who gave their blood for the life of the faith in Orangeville. In Canada, they say John Brebeuf and Isaac Jogues and their companions. John Brebeuf first is mentioned in Canada because he shed his blood in what is Canada now, and because he was head of the Jesuit mission. In the States, we say Isaac Jogues because he shed his blood in the States. What is the States? Very near Albany, New York. You could go up, you could ride up in the afternoon and be back in the evening. It's so near this sacred place. And in that same sacred place is the first of the martyrs. He who was, there were six Jesuit priests and two who were not priests, who were labored with the priests. René Goupil, the first one to die, he also died in that same spot near where Isaac Jogues died. In the breviary today, we read, oh, by the way, since they were all Jesuits, or six of them were Jesuits, they were writing letters to the superior all the time, telling them what was going on. So we have a very historically perfect picture of what was going on in this American mission. We know everything they were doing. They were writing it to their superior, and we have it on record. We read in the breviary today a letter that John Brebeuf wrote to his superior, his provincial superior, about his intense desire for martyrdom. That was all he could think of. That's all he wanted, martyrdom. He wanted to die the martyr's death. And he said, "I know that if I, this joy that I feel bubbling up within me just thinking about the possibility of the martyr's death is present to me, then I will die saying, 'Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.'" But the desire for his martyrdom is so alive and real. You feel it right off the page reading about it. You know this guy really wants to shed his blood in imitation of the Lord for the upbuilding of the kingdom. Isaac Jogues was over on the mission from the beginning with John Bierbooth. He was captured and tortured. The way that John Bierbooth was martyred is so complete torture. It's just beyond. It's unbelievable. But Isaac Jogues had his fingers burnt off, chewed off, and cut off. But he managed to escape with the help of the Dutch in Manhattan, and he went back fingerless, maimed, had to get permission of the Pope to say Mass with these ugly hands, to France. You'd think he'd be as happy as a clam in high water that he escaped this persecution that was inevitable if he stayed there any longer. Not a bit of it. He was grousing that John Brebeuf was over there. He was going to be the martyr. He was going to die for Christ. And I'm over here in France eating fancy food and getting taken. I want to be over there with the martyrs. I have the call to the missionary life. And that's so they send him back. And he died the martyr's death, tomahawked to death. Those are the two that we know the most about, and that I know the most about, Isaac Jogues and John Bierbooth. They fitted in with a theory that I always had, and maybe mentioned here more than once. All the martyrs die joyfully, or they wouldn't really be martyrs. If you didn't want to die for Christ, then what were you? That isn't necessarily true. And this year, it's another one of the martyrs that has my attention. Perhaps because so much attention was given to Mother Teresa and her dark night. One of the martyrs was in that situation all the time. One of the martyrs, Noël Chabanel, hated it. He couldn't get the language. He detested the food. He was put off by the manners of the savages. He didn't like it at all. And on top of all that, he experienced no consolation from God. It was black, black, black. It was awful. The dark night of the soul tormented him spiritually, and in every way it was abysmal. It was slow torture, slow martyrdom. Yet he made a vow that he would stay at the mission till he died, that he would never give it up. It gives us some insight into the Mother Teresa's situation, how the will is where we please God. His will was firm. Everything else was failing, but his will was firm. I thought of another thing, too, about the Jesuit missionaries and Mother Teresa's Sisters of Charity and the Catholic Worker. They had a community, after all. They weren't doing it alone, any of them. Each one contributed what they could contribute. It was different in every case. Two of them experienced the joy of the desire of martyrdom and eventually the martyrdom. While the other, the black night, the dark night of the soul. But nobody's every day on the top. Nobody's every day on the bottom. they live together as a community and bore each other's sufferings and made up for each other's strengths and weaknesses. And as it was with Mother Teresa with her community, she was having no illumination, no epiphany, no breakthrough, no bright lights, no lights at all, but her sisters all around her were carrying her and she was carrying her sisters. And I thought of Dorothy's. We have all known the long loneliness. And we have learned that the answer is love. And that love comes with community. It's no coincidence that these great missionary efforts were made by members of religious communities. What they couldn't do alone, they were able to do as a part of a great community. Because Dorothy told me, told others, that Orisville made such a great effect in her life, I went to Orisville a few times, of course. And never disappointed. It's beautiful. Because it's truly holy. The blood of martyrs is the seed of Christians. But the blood of martyrs is more than the seed of Christians. The blood of martyrs is the inspiration of Christians. And the blood of the North American martyrs is in the earth there, a holy place. And those martyrs we celebrate today, Isaac Jogues, John Rigoff, Rennie Goupil, Noel Sherman Mill.
My father's name was Isaac.
Isaac, after Isaac Jogues.
Hank.
Yeah.